All right, so we're taking a look at artificial intelligence and soul. And of course, it's going to be difficult to have this discussion about whether or not artificial intelligence will eventually be able to have soul if we're not going to also take a look at what it means for a human to have a soul, since basically whatever's happening with the humans is what is projected to happen eventually with artificial intelligence, particularly that artificial intelligence that's in the form of hubots or humanoids, that artificial intelligence wrapped up in skin, if you will, that looks like human beings. Warren S. Brown is a psychology professor at Fuller Theological Seminary, former postdoctoral fellow at UCLA's Brain Research Institute. And he says that to him, soul is not as an essence apart from the physical self, but it's the net sum of those encounters in which embodied humans relate to and commune with God, who is spirit, or one another in a manner that reaches deeply into the essence of our creaturely, historical, and communal selves. Communal selves, that part of us that says, hey, I need to be in touch with someone. I need to be able to communicate with someone. That's going to help me feel fulfilled. On that view of Dr. Brown's, soul is not something that's immediately created by God, but it's an emergent property in that it's present in a complex organism, but it doesn't have parts that make it up. Now, here's the question that I have. Because something doesn't have physical parts that make it up, does that mean it is not a complex existence, a complex entity? We're confident that God is a spirit. Since God is a spirit, does not have a physical body that we're aware of, that we know of, does that mean that he doesn't have any component parts to his spirit that make his spirit spirit? And again, just because something doesn't have physical parts, does that mean it does not have parts? Does that necessarily mean it does not have an existence unto itself? One of the beliefs that a lot of Christians and a lot of other religious people also have is that the spirit of the man or the soul of the human separates from the body at death. When the body dies, the soul separates from it. Well, what happens then? Let's look into this some more as we continue this exploration of whether or not artificial intelligence will one day be like man and either have or not have a soul.